This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people are without power, others preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry makes its way through Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump have both declared national or state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities in Somalia say that the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the region said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Mildrum.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
And the Somali president has described the attack as one of the wicked and cowardly attacks by terrorists against Somali people. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital of Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association. This is VOA News. Power was slowly restored to Manhattan after a portion of it was plunged into darkness Saturday. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the outage started at 6:47 p.m., but before 11 p.m., the lights were starting to come back on. Con Edison said about 72,000 customers, residents, and businesses were without power on the city's west side. John McAvoy is Con Edison's CEO and says that they still have not determined an exact cause.
It does not appear related to excessive load as sometimes has occurred in the past. When we have an incident like this, we focus first on isolation of the failed equipment or the most likely failed equipment, and then restoration of the customers. And then when customers are restored, when we really do the full root cause investigation to identify.
Traffic lights were out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. The outage happened on the 42nd anniversary of the New York City outage in the midst of a heat wave in 1977. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of several thousand-strong march in Hong Kong Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over one another, with some falling to the ground. As AP's Charles de la Desma reports, the violence followed a mostly peaceful protest.
The territory's latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents will be launching a nationwide operation this Sunday. It is aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Campaign confirmed Friday by President Trump is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to the ICE acting director Matthew Albence. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. The best music now.